the right time to return. Yes, never say never. And if you're going to retire from something, never actually make it public knowledge that you're retiring from something. You just think, will I ever go back? And I have come back because I miss it so much. It was a big part of my life for, you know, 40 years, nearly getting on 40 years. And when I stopped doing it, it was like a big chunk had been taken out of my life. But it was for health reasons more than anything else. Leading up to me thinking, I think I've done my time now. I've done what I've achieved what I wanted to achieve. The last thing we did was put in pantomime at the George Lawton Hall in Mosley that hadn't had a pantomime for a number of years. It's a big undertaking on the back of a school tour. So it was 7 o'clock mornings into schools to do the tour. I'm getting too old to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. And then the process of putting the pantomime into George Lawton Hall was stressful but enjoyable. But at the end of it, I thought I could never do that again, because I probably won't exist afterwards. And then I thought, Danny, and then I started looking at, have I done that now? I've done George Lawton Hall, putting the pantomime back into Mosley. Is that time to say I finish on a high and I can quietly just retire? Well, I couldn't quietly retire. I went into adjudicating for Greater Manchester Drama Federation for the pantomime section. So I had my pantomime fix. Mm. But the more pantomimes I watched, the more I thought, I really do miss. And I wanted to sometimes just jump onto the stage and just join in with the jollity of it all, because that's what pantomime is. And that's what pantomime is to me. It's the joy of it. It's the inclusion of it. It's not just people on stage. It's the whole gamut of people in an audience from various ages, 3 to 93. Yeah, I just sat at home one day thinking, I really do want to go back. So I'm starting here with Ensemble Theatre. All-inclusive theatre for everybody. Everybody's included. Nobody's turned away. Everybody is involved at their capacity. There's no expectations to anybody to be better or, you know, they are who they are. And I think they get a lot out of it as well, watching the children, the kids on stage and performing. And I've seen some of the people in the pantomime now that I saw a couple of years ago. They grow, but they get more confident. This pantomime for Ensemble, Sir Laugh-A-Lot and the 12 Nights of Christmas, that's 12 knights, is being staged at two venues. One is the Vale in Mosley and the other Dent Hope Church at Denton, written by Janet Fagan. And so far, rehearsals are going very well. It's quite funny.
What is it about the Dane character that appeals so much to you?
I mean, the Dane characters are different people. Have a different perception of what a dame should be. I'm, as people know, I am absolutely traditional dame, and I like traditional pantomime. I know things have to change, things have to move, and people have to push the envelope. Sometimes the envelope is pushed to a scale where it's no longer funny. It no longer involves the audience, and I think that to me is a key: is getting the audience involved. They're not coming just to watch; they're coming to be a part of. And when I thrust myself onto the stage in first entrance, my hand goes out and it grabs that audience and it pulls them in. And if they don't want to come, I'll make them come. and until I got them all on board, and then we can move on. Because once you're all on board, you're all part of it and you all join in. Dame is, whether it's just part of me, you know, I don't wake up with me, you know, pushing your fake boobs
costume.
Up and talking in a funny voice. But it is a part of me. And I think I've established myself as a dame that is the same. People know what they're going to get. But that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, because I feel as though people think, oh, Mike Lawler's dame, well, we must go and see that. Not blowing smoke out of any part of my body. But I felt as though I'd made an impact. You need a wealth of years and working with other people, working with different scripts, working with different directors, to establish a character that you just think, that's it, I'm there now. Mm. That's where I am. I'm sort of being asked to be in a pantomime for the dame, because they know that they don't have to do anything with me. He'll just come and he'll just do his thing.
Yeah.
And he'll do his thing with everybody else. Mm. And I'm not a standalone man who does, I'm doing that, you do what you want. I join in with the team. Mm. But I'm easy to direct because I have the persona in me. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I was going to say, was there a particular year that it just clicked that was the Mike Lawler dame?
It was a long time ago. I'd probably go back to High Little Theatre, the pantomime I did there some years ago, where I think I'd established that persona that I was happy with. And I thought, this is my dame now. It's not somebody else's dame. It's my dame. But there was some advice that I got from a crit from Greater Manchester Drama Federation some years before when I first started doing the Dame, and I was probably in my fifth year of it. And the advice in the crit was, it was a good crit, but this adjudicator said, there's one thing I will say, is that you don't engage the audience enough. You're talking to the other characters on stage instead of talking to the people who are sat out there. You need to engage them more and bring them in more, especially when you first come on. And it changed my life, that bit of advice, because I thought, actually, he's right. And that's what I do. And if I'm going on stage with a silly Billy, he's important, but he's not as important as those people sat out there. And I think that's the difference with my Dame. I won't let them go. So if a Dame comes on and does a bit of a routine and doesn't get the right reaction, they just carry on. Well, I won't do that. If I don't get a reaction, I'll work until I get the reaction. And then I'll carry on. You know, it's a case of you will enjoy yourselves. And until you start enjoying yourself, I'm going to keep just, you know, ad-libbing and doing whatever I do. And once you're in, then there we go, we're off. I mean, pantomime is just a glorious thing.
Now, I mean, this is a specially written pantomime.
It is.
Does that matter?
It's panto. And it's panto with every element that pantomime should have. You do see home-written ones, which, you know, they miss out on stuff. Because it can be a personal thing if you're writing it, because you've got your humour. But you've got to bring in pantomime humour, which is not always your humour. Mm. And people won't always understand your humour. So you might write a joke that the Dame or Silly Billy deliver, and you don't get a laugh. Mm. Because that's you laugh, because you've written it. Mm. And that's what you think is funny. But other people won't find that funny. So you've got to find in pantomime, when you're writing your own, the pantomime humour, the gags that everybody will understand, or the gags for the adults and the gags for the kids. And that's the difficulty of writing pantomime, is to get all those elements together. Otherwise, it's not inclusive. It's getting the right characters, because they're stock characters. You can't just... Mm. Modern pantomimes now, they change in Dick Whittington, they change the sidekick, and they've downplayed it. It doesn't play against the Dame anymore. It's a standalone character. I saw one example where the character... The Silly Billy type character. And they made him slightly a baddie. And then he went through the pantomime then trying to get the audience back on his side. But he'd lost Silly Billy because he stole something. But then it was all about redemption then. Well, that doesn't make any sense to me. And some pantomimes, they miss out the Silly Billy character altogether. So the Dame has got nobody to play against. No foil. It's just the Dame on his own, her own. And then the Dame then loses a part of Dame because they haven't got anybody to play against. So all the elements need to be there or else it doesn't work. And if it doesn't work, and if it doesn't work from the get-go, then you lose the audience from page one and you'll never get them back. But there's an expectation of who's coming on next. You know, we've got the baddie on, the two knockabouts. Then the Silly Billy comes on and Dame comes on. You know, it's like a variety show. You know what's coming next. Right? And yes. If you change the formula, then the audience are thinking, well, what's happened to, or why have we not got, you know? And
from a small community group ensemble, it's grown in its numbers and its appeal to all age ranges. But now it feels, this year, it could be a very special year for panto, for ensemble, particularly involving the Veil and Global Grooves, the music that they produce, as well as the incredible puppetry, which will also be involved. We'll give this panto an added dimension?
Yes, an added dimension, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you've got to always move forward, and you've always got to use the people that are involved and people who are coming to you to get involved. And playing at the Vale, I was saying about putting panto into George Lawton Hall. Well, now ensemble are putting pantomime into the Vale. Hmm. So hopefully pantomime is actually coming back to Mosley. If the Vale pick up on this pantomime, that could be a yearly event now.
Yeah.
And it needs it. Mosley needs its pantomime. Because now the Coliseum's not there. You know, there's not a lot around in that area.
Yeah.
So that's good. And Janet Fagan has steered this ship upwards and upwards.
And in terms of an advert for the show, why everyone should come and watch it?
Oh, no. Why everyone should come and watch it? Well, it's pantomime, for one thing. It's pantomime in its truest form. It's home written, which we should always support. And supporting this sort of adventure is quite important. And it's not expensive. It's very reasonable in the price. But we need to support not just theatre, but we need to support theatre of this kind, which is accessible theatre for all. It's just a joy to be involved with. Yeah, it's pantomime for all.
And what's the name of your Dame this time?
I am called Dame Aunt Polly.
Because they all have different names, don't they, for the different shows?
There are stock dames on the main pantomimes, but you still you can still change the Dame name. Dame Trot doesn't have to be Dame Trot. If you're writing something new, one of the difficult things is to think of character names, especially Dame and Silly Billy and those sort of characters, because you can't always say, right, I'm going to call my Dame Trot, which is a famous character, Dame, because Dame Trot is a known name. So you need to find a name that suits your pantomime, and sometimes that can be difficult. Not it's funny. I mean, Dame Trot's funny because it's got Trot, which, of course, can lead to certain jokes. Okay? And that's where Dame names and Silly Billy names used to come from, really, was the play on the word of the name. So you've got to find a name that's easy to say, easy for the audience to remember so they can shout back at you, and has some sort of humour to it. Aunt Polly's all right.
I'm looking forward to the show. I know.
Are you in it?
Apparently. I just laugh a lot.
Are you laugh a lot?
I just laugh a lot.
It's the first time I've met you. Apparently you laugh a lot.
I do, apparently so.